Thank you for your statement, Mr. Canada. My first impression is text needs to be specific to determine whether or not other bodies or mechanisms are or are not addressing particular questions of the right to development. In order to address the fear of duplication, special procedures and other mechanisms need to develop either a mechanism or a process to determine what is duplication. The question of duplication needs to be discussed to meet out what is the context of duplication, since questions of duplication can be an excuse for another body, either associated with the mandate or with another mandate, but refuses to address the violation, or will only address one aspect of the violation without really addressing the particular violation. Such declarations of duplication can be an obvious submission to power, calling it complex, as was many times in our case, or a simple act of omission due to that power or fear of reprisal from states or even from experts. This results in unilateral or politicized or selective determinations where duplication does not exist. There are provisions of other treaty bodies that require another body of the United Nations to implement that particular article, such as the case for Article 15 of ICER, the International Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Recommendations can be made to either the Human Rights Council or another body from another mechanism in order to call upon another treaty body to implement particular articles, and I give you that particular example. Although colonialism and foreign occupation, acts of aggression, are part of the right to development, there is nothing in the preamble on international humanitarian law where conflicts need to be resolved in order to allow for nations or peoples to be free enough to pursue their right to development. Lastly, the question of universality aspect on the right of self-determination needs to be clear so that indigenous peoples who have the right to external self-determination cannot be considered within the domestic jurisdiction of a state who clearly violates their rights under Article 73, non-self-governing territories, or for United Nations Security Council resolutions. So if we can either discuss this or the experts to include this so that some of this can be realized in the Declaration of Right to Development, IRM would appreciate this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.